Yes, we worship you and magnify you. You are a great God. You're greater than what we can imagine. Greater than anything in this world. Greater than any power. Greater than any weapon. Greater than any person. Greater than anything. You are greater. You are a great God. We thank you for it. We praise you and magnify your name. Lord, we endeavor to stretch our minds, to wrap our minds and our thoughts around your greatness. We know we can't get very much of it because you're greater than the whole universe. But Father, we thank you. We can use our minds to grab hold of as much as we can. Help us to enlarge our ideas about how great you are. And we magnify you, Lord. Glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, you can be seated. Hallelujah. How many of you believe God's a big God? He's a great God. How many of you suspect he's much greater than what you've been thinking? Amen. And so we ought to praise him. Isn't that right? He is worthy of our praise. And tonight I'm going to be sharing, continuing on what I shared the last time on, decide to praise God. Deciding to praise God. We talked about that a little while. But I just felt impressed that we need to hear a little bit more about having a lifestyle of praise. Amen. Amen. So you can find your place in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. And as you do that, I want to encourage you to decide. Don't wait for a feeling. Don't wait for an emotion. Don't wait for the musicians to start. But decide that you're going to be a worshiper and a praiser of God. And that's easy until the first thing happens that doesn't go your way. And so, you know, anybody can praise God when the times are good. But you see, we got to learn to praise God no matter what happens. Problem in the good times, we forget. And so we relax a little bit and we don't stay in practice. And so we're not in practice when things come. And our way that the enemy says, okay, I'm gonna see how good you really are, how good a Christian you really are. And he caused trouble. Well, you know, we have lots of ways that people respond to what the enemy wants us to hand to us. Some people get, you know, down in the mully grubs, as we used to say it, depressed and just sad and gloomy, and others get mad, and others just go on Facebook and rant, and we got quiet, didn't it? That's all right. But anyway, but you know, God has something better for us than that. And so I want to encourage you with this tonight. Romans chapter 4, I'm going to read out of the Amplified Version. Read down through verse 21. It says, for Abraham, human reason, for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. That's what the promise had been for him. And then verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly questioned concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. We see Abraham here being talked about and how he was a praiser and a worshiper of God.
Verse 20, notice what it says. There's a phrase at the end of verse 20. It says, he gave praise and glory to God. So we know him as a man of faith. He was a father of faith. He's called the friend of God. But he's also depicted in the Bible as a worshiper of God. He's a worshiper of God. There were times as you study his life and the travels that he took, that everywhere he went, even though his faith may not have been perfectly developed yet, everywhere he went, he built an altar and worshiped God. So one of the things I want to tell you tonight is this. It doesn't matter where you are in your faith level, you can always worship God. You can always praise God. And what that will do, here's what it did for Abraham. It strengthened him and it empowered his faith. It didn't cause his faith to grow, but it empowered and strengthened the faith he had. And so we have to realize then that this is a tremendous truth. If we can get a hold of it, to praise God, keep praising God, it'll strengthen our faith, empower us. We see that Abraham praised God by faith when everything was hopeless. And he ended up receiving the impossible, that which was impossible, that which his mind and body said couldn't be done. But he ended up receiving from God what others did not think he would ever get, but he believed God. And he praised God instead of complaining. He praised God and worshiped God instead of moaning and groaning about his situation in life. And so he didn't start murmuring about how God wasn't fair. I got news for you. God isn't fair, but he's just. He's a just God, the Bible says. That doesn't always mean, just and doesn't equate fair all the time. Not in our way of thinking. Fair means everybody gets a fair share. But you understand, God says, no, I'm going to give to those who express faith and worship and praise. That's how you get it. And you see, you don't have to sit in the pew and wonder how come so-and-so gets blessed all the time and you don't seem to get blessed. Well, it's not hard to figure out. That man or woman is a worshiper and a praiser of God, a man that walks by faith. See, that's what's necessary to receive from God. And they learn to do it in the good times and in the bad times. Amen? And so praising God will bring hope into a hopeless situation. It will bring peace in the midst of the storm. It can lift you up above the crashing of the waves and cause you to be at peace even though you don't see any natural or earthly means of sustenance coming your way. Yet you have a peace that there is a God in heaven who is big enough to bring to you what you need where you are. Amen? And I want to tell you tonight, you ought to praise him a little bit because he's working on your situation. I said he's working on your situation. You ought to praise him for that. Hallelujah. You know, tonight we might just take several praise breaks. You know, in the world they have commercial breaks, but we have praise breaks. Amen. We ought to praise him and magnify his name. Give glory to him. Hallelujah. When you praise God, the impossible becomes possible. Amen? And so we need to see that. Praising God brings him on the scene. God loves praise. Amen. And when God shows up, I got news for you. He doesn't show up empty-handed. He said, he never says, I would bless you, but I left it all in heaven. He'll never say that. We ought to just always praise God. I remember years ago, I was working in the factory, and I was a Christian. They called me the preacher. And didn't think too much of my religion, but I just kept on, you know, witnessing. Everybody knew I was a Christian. And there's a guy named Richard there. And he was a negative person. He was a complainer all the time, and he just never had anything positive to say. And in the morning times was really bad for him. And I decided it was my mission in life to get him to say good morning. So the next morning after I made that decision, I saw Richard coming and I said, "Good morning, Richard. It's a great morning, isn't it?" And he growled at me. But I just kept on. I just smiled to myself and I thought, now God's bigger than that. And I just kept on. I said, "Good morning, Richard. It's a great morning. It's a great day to be alive. Amen." Some days he just shook his head at me. Some days he growled at me. But finally, one morning he said, "Morning." He didn't quite say it like that. "Morning." But you know what? We kept working on him. Helped him to, you know, he got saved after a while. It was after I had left. He got saved. He's in heaven now. And I'm sure he's worshiping God like he never worshiped God before. But you know, sometimes we got to get past the grumpies. Somebody said, I woke up grumpy this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you just need to let grumpy sleep. And you ought to just decide to praise God. Amen. You find yourself being grumpy about something, you just tell yourself, get back into bed and sleep. And meantime, I'm going to praise God. Amen. Let me tell you something. A praiser and a worshiper of God will reveal who you, that's an expression of who you really are as a Christian. Being grumpy and complaining and moaning and groaning and, you know, and griping and so forth, that's really not depicting who you are as a Christian. If you're a Christian, that's actually going against the nature that's within you. And that's why conflict happens, and that's why things seem to be so bad, is because when we drift into that kind of negative kind of thing, then what happens is we get in conflict with ourselves. And it seems like we mess our perspective of life up, and it doesn't show us the possibilities of God anymore. We can't see that anymore. But Abraham kept praising God. He kept praising God when Sarah had a better idea. He listened to her for a little while, and Ishmael came along out of the result of that. But he went on ahead and he praised God again. Moved down to Egypt, and he had his own idea about how to protect themselves. Told Sarah to tell him that she's his sister. But you know, he got back on track. How'd he get on track? Built an altar and worshiped and praised God. Sometimes people mess up things in their life. And they think, you know, because of what they did, they're almost too ashamed to show up in church. But I want to tell you something. When you mess up, you ought to get into church as fast as you can and worship and praise God. You ought to get back into your expressing your true self. God will forgive you. Amen. God forgives you. He's not trying to hold anything against you. He wants you to come and worship him and praise him. And even, you know, I know sometimes when something bad happens in your life, or you did something that you shouldn't have done, and you know God forgave you, but you don't feel good yet. You understand what I mean? You know, sometimes you got to worship God anyway. You got to praise God anyway. And you say, well, what if he wouldn't receive it? He will if you ask him to forgive you. And if it's under the blood, he'll receive your praise and your worship. No problem. No problem. You just got to get in there. Praising God brings God on the scene. It unlocks the supernatural. It opens the doors of opportunity for you and changes your life. So you see, that's why you ought to praise him. Not just because of what he'll do for you, but because he's able. He's the God who is able to do that. He's the God. Nobody matches him. Nobody compares to him. But he will do all these things for you. It enhances your relationship with God. So here's the second thing I want you to... First thing was that Abraham praised God by faith when there was no hope and he received the impossible. The second thing is this. Praising God strengthens your faith to believe that all things are possible. People have faith. If you're a Christian, you got faith. I said, you got faith. And you might want to touch your neighbor and just tell him, you got faith. You got faith. Tap yourself and say, I got faith. Say, I got faith. Say it like you believe it. I got faith. Amen. You see, but sometimes, you know, it's like some people, you know, have their muscles all well developed and, you know, their physique is just all toned and everything, kind of like me. But, you know, don't be laughing about that. Glory to God. But anyway, but some people don't have their muscles developed to the full, to the greatest extent or to the full extent that they could be. And sometimes our faith is like that too. Sometimes we just don't have our faith strengthened, built up and developed like we could. And praising and worshiping God is a wonderful way of working out and developing your faith. Praise him and magnify his name. It's not because we feel like it. You know, you don't lift those weights because you feel like it. Say, glory to God, I just love lifting weights. I just love running 10 miles. No. Now you got a few people that are just in love with that. I mean, they just love that kind of thing, you know. But that's okay. But you know, most of us are not in love with that kind of thing. Some people have adopted it as a lifestyle because they know it's good for them. That's what you and I ought to do. We ought to praise and worship God and start adopting that as a lifestyle because we know it's good for us. Ought to be quick to praise God, quick to worship God. And so we need to realize that what is impossible in man's realm is possible in God's realm. And when you praise God, you're operating in God's realm where things become possible. See, you're tapping into another realm, this realm of the Spirit. Glory to God, where things can happen far beyond what our natural boundaries would allow. Amen. We love the supernatural. We want the supernatural. We say we want God to move. Well, first of all, we got to learn to move our mouth and our heart towards God and praise and in worship. Glory to God. We ought to just praise him. People say they want this and they want that. But, you know, but you see, in the meantime, we ought to praise him. We ought to magnify his name. We ought to be quick to give God glory. Somebody comes along and says, you know, how you doing? See, that's not an opportunity for you to give them your medical history. That's an opportunity to praise God by faith, to give glory to God that he's brought you this far, that he's working in your life. You say, well, how can I praise him when I got this situation? Well, you ought to be given more praise. Why? Because you see, your praise, if you learn to praise God, that will go far beyond your situations, reach into heaven, and cause God to come upon the scene. Too many people are waiting to praise God after their situation changes. So, well, I got to have something to praise God for. I still got this situation. I'll praise him after it's changed. No, my friend, you got God. That's enough reason to praise him. That's enough reason to give glory and to shout and magnify God and proclaim Him from the housetops, from the highest hill, in the highways and the byways. Shout His praise. Why? Because He's our God. He's in our life. He's doing great things. I don't maybe have all that I'm asking for, but I'm going to praise Him anyway. I am not about to let some rock take my place. Amen. Rocks are part of the road, not part of the kingdom. Amen. Luke 18:27 says, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Let me ask you this. You see, that it's possibilities exist with God. So I always ask the question to myself. I want to make sure. Say, Marvin, are you with God? One of the ways I know I'm with Him is I'm praising Him. I'm magnifying Him. Doesn't matter. I've still got my confidence in Him. Still got my trust in Him. Still got all my reliance and my commitment and my I'm clinging to Him. Amen? Amen. Praising God is often an act of faith, because you see, everybody deals with stuff. Everybody's got deals with problems sooner or later. And so we got to learn to praise God by faith, even though those things are still there, even though our feelings aren't where they need to be. We got to learn to praise God. Praise God. Somebody ought to praise God in this place. Let me just take a praise break and let's just praise Him and magnify His name. You ought to lift your voice and praise Him. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. I'm going to worship You anyway. I'm going to praise You no matter what. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. I praise You because You brought me this far. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise You for Your loving kindness and for Your mercy. And for Your grace and for Your love that You have extended to us. Praise You and thank You for it, Father. Praising God in spite of what you may be going through shows that you do believe in God. And see, sometimes you got to wake up and realize you got more faith than you think you do. You just got to activate it. You just got to put your faith in gear and start reaching out and getting those things that God has for you. You've got faith. Yes. I said, you've got faith. Yes. Amen. Amen. And sometimes we get into situations, let me tell you something. When things in the natural, they tell you in the natural, there's no way to fix this. And your neighbors, they kind of give up on you. And then, you know, you can get so bad. Sometimes it gets so bad that the fellow Christians just kind of shake your head. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I want to tell you something. Sometimes the only thing that's left to do is lift our voice and praise Him and magnify Him. Quit looking around, like the psalmist said. Where's my help? Where's my help? Quit looking around and instead lift our eyes unto the heavens. That's where our help comes from. And we're going to praise Him anyway. We're going to magnify the Lord anyway. I want to tell you, you can just worship Him and praise Him. And I want to tell you, the situation might not have changed yet in the natural, but somehow in the middle of worshiping and praising God, you change. You change. I said, you change. Let me tell you something. God is more interested in you changing than he is your situation. Although he is interested in your situation. But I'll tell you what he's not interested in is changing your situation and leaving you the same old you. Somebody ought to be praising God about now. You see, God says, no one left behind. See, if you learn to praise him and magnify his name, you won't be left behind. Hallelujah. When you go to God and say, I need this change right there, God does two things at once. He changes you and changes the circumstances too. Gets two things done at once. Glory to God. See, praising God makes it possible. Makes things possible that never could be any other way. Praising God is not an act of your feelings. It's an act of faith. So don't wait for your feelings to praise God. Feelings are poor leaders. You see, feelings are waiting for something. And so let's just by faith praise God and your feelings will catch up. Your feelings will catch up. Amen? See, praising God by faith makes it possible for God to move in your life. Some people's praise level is so low that there's nothing there for God to work with. And you and I need to raise our praise level. You need to get some kind of gauge, you know. Make sure that your praise is within acceptable limits with God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. I'm just going to read these two. Paul and Silas are in jail. They're in not just in a nice jail, air-conditioned with color television and, you know, and have meals that they can choose. That's not where they're at. Let me tell you where they're at. They're in a dungeon someplace where it's dark and their feet and they got them, they're in chains. They've been beaten until they're hurting badly. And I'm sure down there, I'm sure the rats keep them company. Critters. And it says here, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. So Paul and Silas acted in faith, not because they felt like it. I mean, let's just see, you know, I mean, just think about it. Would you want to praise God and worship God loud enough that the rest of the prisoners would hear you after you've been beaten? I don't know. You know, that doesn't sound like an inspiration to be praising God. There's no inspiration left. It's not anywhere. It's a decision they make that we're going to praise God. They didn't find fault with each other. They didn't blame each other. They didn't sit there wondering, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? And then, you know, and then they start, they didn't blame each other and start singing a Somebody Done Me Wrong song. No, what did they do? They began to sing loud enough that the prisoners heard them, loud enough for God to hear them. And I want to tell you something. God showed up, shook the place where they're at, and the gates flew open and the chains fell off, and they were able to step up into a new life. Glory to God. Sometimes the devil thinks he's got you locked up. He's got you in a box. He's got you in a situation you're not going to get out of. But I'm telling you, my friend, if you'll learn to praise God and magnify his name, you're going to get out of it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, boxes are made to be broken. If you praise God and magnify his name, glory to God, there's going to be limits taken off of your life. And you'll be able to move in the realms you've never been in before. You'll walk in levels of living that you've never been before. Glory to God. I want to tell you something. Supernatural things begin to flow in your life. And so, you see, here's the thing. When you praise God, you see, you ought to understand this. Every time something happens, you just ought to be praising God. Some people say, you're out of your mind. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like one man said, I lost my mind and I found the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Amen. I stopped worrying about losing my mind. I found out how little I got to lose. But I want to tell you something. I tapped into the mind of Christ by reading the Bible. And the Bible says, praise him, and magnify his name. You got to understand that God is wanting to do a work in your life. But you got to come to him and you got to praise him. You got to magnify his name. When things are difficult, throw a praise party, not a pity party. You see, throw a praise party and invite me, myself, and I to show up. Say, it's mandatory for you to be there. You're going to worship and praise God, and you're going to have to decide nobody's going to outdo you. You're going to worship and praise God with the best of them. Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to shout praise God. Amen. See, here's what happens. When you start praising God in spite of your circumstances, God starts moving to your grooving. And I'm going to tell you something, there's a whole lot of shaking in the making. Amen. And the fetters fall off, and the chains fall off, and the boxes are broken, and the way is made open, and you'll be able to move in the things that you've never been in before. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. There'll be people look at you and say, how did you do that? And you say, well, I praise God. They say, I know that, but there's got to be something more than that. And you say, you ought to try it. Maybe you did do more than praise God. But you see, in the middle of praise and worship, God shows up on the scene. He crashes your party and brings good things with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And he tells you what to do. He gives you direction for your life. I'm telling you, the Bible says there's at least one way out of whatever you're facing. Amen. There's always one way out. Amen. Years ago, I was dating this lady. She was a Christian. I found out she was a Christian when, for my birthday, she gave me Billy Graham's book on angels. I said, oh. I wasn't living for God, you understand? I was a pool hustler. I'm not sure she knew that at the time. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. And so it wasn't long after that she gave me an ultimatum. She said, don't come back till you start living for God. Well, I wasn't sure. I had my ideas of what that was, but I wasn't sure. So I left. And it was sometime after that, somebody drugged me to a meeting and I got exposed to spirit-filled things, and it was another couple of months after that that I gave my life to God. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to go tell this lady that I got saved. And I thought, no, she'll tell me, show me. You know, that's a pretty smart thing she did, really. She saved herself a lot of trouble, you know. Thinking that a guy will change before they marry him, or after you marry him. Forget that. No, what you got's what you got. Amen. So you have to, now listen. So here's the thing. I began to think about that. Now here's what the Lord led me to do. You got to seek God about your situation. But the Lord led me every night as I went to bed, I would lift my hands and I would praise and worship God that God had restored the relationship until I went to sleep. I would go to sleep like that. I did that for about 9 months. I didn't know how long it was going to take. I just kept praising and worshiping God. And one night the Lord spoke to me and said, call her out tomorrow night and she'll go out with you. Oh. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning pondering that statement that I heard from the Lord. What great things I had heard from the Lord. But I acted on it. And next night I called her up and she agreed to go out with me and so forth. And she's here with me tonight. She's my wife. You know, I'm not telling you that's the way to get a wife. I am telling you, whatever, no matter what you're in, be committed to being a worshiper and a praiser of God. Stand up with me. Stand up with me. See, what do you need from God? What do you need from God? Let's not have the counselors just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit. Let's just praise and worship God. What is it you need? Have you worked all the formulas of trying to get God to get it for to give it to you? Have you exhausted all the natural avenues of trying to get what you need? I want to tell you something. Sometimes you just got to turn your back on some of that stuff, and you just got to say, God, you just got to be willing to say, God, I don't have all the answers, but one thing I know, I'm going to praise you and magnify your name. I'm going to submit to you. I don't have it all figured out, but one thing I have is this. I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to magnify your name. No matter what happens, I'm going to praise you. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to magnify your name. If somebody asks me what I'm going through, I'm going to give glory to you. If somebody wants to sympathize, I'm going to say I don't have any sad tales to tell. If somebody wants to criticize me and accuse me of not being a very good Christian, I'm just going to praise you and magnify you anyway. I'm just one thing, Lord. I'm going to worship you and magnify you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Come on now. Somebody ought to be praising God and worshiping God. Somebody ought to just lift her voice and praise him. Hallelujah. You ought to be praising and worshiping God. I know the Lord told me that there's some people in here tonight, your natural resources for fixing your problem is not there. It doesn't exist. They've told you it can't be fixed. You've come to God and you've not heard much of anything, but I want you to realize something. I want you to realize something. Praise and worship God until everything, come on, just worship and praise him and magnify his name. Come on, just you ought to be worshiping louder than this. I'm telling you. You ought to be worshiping God and magnifying his name. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the answers. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for working on the inside. Thank you for helping me change my attitude. Thank you, and Father, we praise you and magnify you that you're for us and not against us, that you protect us all the time, that you have angels placed around about us to guard, protect, and keep us safe. Father, we praise you and magnify you. You're turning impossible things into possible things. Father, we thank you now and praise you and magnify you and bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you for your grace that you've extended to me when I didn't deserve it. When I didn't deserve it, you gave me mercy. And when I didn't have what I needed, you gave me grace. When I couldn't do it on my own, you reached down with a mighty hand and you lifted me up. You lifted me up out of the miry clay and you set my feet on a rock to stay. And Lord, I thank you now and praise you and magnify you and bless you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for being faithful. That, Father God, that you're faithful every day. Every morning I can wake up confident that your mercies are new, that your grace is available to me, that your loving kindness is extended to me, that you have brought me into a place of living in connection with you, that you never leave me nor forsake me. You always bless me. You always watch over your word to perform it in my life. I thank you and praise you now. Thank you, Father, that you're my healer. Thank you, Father, that you're my provider. Thank you, Father, that you're my protector. Thank you, Father, that you're my savior. Thank you, Father, that you're my deliverer. Thank you, Father, that you're my everything. You're everything that I need. I praise you and magnify you. I bless your name, O Lord. I bless your name, O Lord. I bless your name, O Lord. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we bless your name. We bless you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout some victory tonight. Yes, we shout with victory. Our God gives us the victory. Our God has made us to triumph. Our God has made us overcome. Our God has made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a powerful God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Just quietly worship him. Just softly sing, softly. Just sing a little something. Softly. Just worship him. I sense this. Just worship him just for a few moments. Let's not worry about anything else. Just worship him. Just softly. Just worship him. Just. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We draw close to you. And magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you and magnify you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you need to know that God has drawn close to you. He's not forgotten you, but he's bringing you into a place of knowing him. Knowing what he can do. Worship him. Oh, we worship you.
Breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise.
Oh, yes.
Pour out
Come
our
on,
praise.
Your
it's your
place.
Breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath.
Oh, yes.
In our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath. In our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you. Great are you, Lord.
We worship you.
And it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath. Our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour to you only.
Thank you, Lord. See, right here in this kind of atmosphere, God will begin to whisper things in your heart. And He helps you. It may not be much. It might be one word. Sometimes that's all I get, but it's all I need. Sometimes you need more. But you know, it's in times like this, when our mind is on Him, our heart is turned toward Him, and everything that we are is involved in glorifying Him. It's there that He has our full attention, and we are able to hear what we could not hear before. Oh, my friend, this is so valuable. Such a valuable place in God is to worship Him and magnify His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you're connected with God? Aren't you glad that you and God have a relationship where you can come to Him anytime you want? You can worship Him anytime you want. You can praise Him anytime you want. And then you can listen with the spiritual ears that God has given to you. And you'll hear that word, that which you need to help you, to strengthen you, to guide you and direct you, to help you to know what the next step is, to help you to understand that what in the natural is impossible now becomes possible, for God has shown up on the scene. So we just thank Him. Praise Him one more time. Would you do it with me? One more time. Just praise Him and magnify His name. Just thank Him for Him. Sing that again. Oh, we praise You and thank You for Him. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Just praise Him. Just lift your hands up and thank Him. He is good beyond our ability to describe. Just thank Him one more time. You can have the altar call people. You can come now. And I want to tell you tonight, make a commitment right where you are. Be a worshiper. I'm going to be a worshiper. How many of you would lift your hands right now and say, I'm going to be a worshiper. I'm going to be a praiser of God. No matter what happens, God, help me to praise You. Quicken to my heart and my mind to praise, to give praise. Where I've grumbled before, I want to give praise. Where I've complained and moaned and groaned about things, God, help me to praise You instead. I purpose in my heart to do that. And I thank You for helping me. I worship You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got the men over here, and you've got ladies over here. And so if you got a prayer request about anything, I want to tell you that these people are ready to help pray. And they're believing God with you. They want to add their faith to yours, that what you need will come to pass. And so if you need prayer for anything, you can make your way down here as soon as the service is over. And we just want to thank you for coming tonight. And we want to encourage you in your faith. How many of you feel stronger in your faith now? Amen. See what praise and worship will do for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you're here for the very first time, we want to thank you for coming. Connection team members, you can find those people that came for the very first time and show them where we have that special gift for them as our way of saying thank you to come. And we trust that you're blessed. And so would you do something, before we leave? Would you shake hands with somebody and would you bless them and just let them know that you appreciate them in the house of God tonight, brother and sister in the Lord. And just determine to walk out of here a worshiper and a praiser of God, and you're dismissed. Don't forget Wednesday evening, Pastor Hagin will be here. And he'll be bringing a great message. And so we thank you for that. Those of you that are watching online, thank you for having joined us. We pray that you're blessed as well. God bless you.